Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are so happy you are here and to connect with you and help you on your journey to getting into PA school, getting through PA school, and having an epic career as a PA. Before we get started on today's episode, we want to drop in and help you with something that you are likely really struggling with getting. Shadowing hours. We hear all the time how difficult it is to get PA shadowing hours for program prereqs and to make your PA school application stand out. So we want you to know about our Pacers monthly membership. We have put together weekly virtual PA shadowing hours with incredible PAs that you can put on your CASPA app so that you are a stronger candidate. We also have guest speakers, important topics to review as a pre-PA like medical terminology and anatomy physiology so that you are ready to rock out your first semester, coaching sessions and templates, and of course, shadowing hours. So get in and start making your application stronger today. You can find the link in the show notes. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode. So today I want to talk about a mistake that we see all the time in CASPA applications during our CASPA editing and that we see when we're reviewing CASPA applications and deciding who to bring in for an interview at the programs we work for. We've talked significantly about how to make your CASPA experience paragraphs really strong and stand out to the PA schools you apply to, but sometimes you can add entries that PA schools aren't necessarily wanting to see. So remember, your entire CASPA application is your PA school resume, the resume to becoming a PA student, and it's really important to tailor your CASPA application, also known as your PA school resume, to the job of being a PA student, just like you would tailor your resume or CV to a particular position that you're trying to fill. You want to tailor your CASPA application to the job of being a PA student. So one of the most common mistakes that we see are candidates including experience entries from before high school graduation. And here is why it's important to avoid doing this. PA schools are on the lookout for applicants who have matured and evolved into promising future healthcare professionals. What you've been doing since high school graduation paints a vivid picture of your current skills, experiences, and dedication to the PA profession. They want to know you as an adult, not as a high school student. It's all about showing them the latest, greatest version of yourself. Including high school or earlier experiences might seem tempting, especially if you were the captain of the health science club or you volunteered a lot in high school. However, while these experiences undoubtedly contributed to your path to wanting to become a PA, PA programs are more interested in your recent endeavors. Think of it this way. PA schools are interested in the current season of your life's events. Now, there is an exception to the rule of not including any CASPA experience entries before high school graduation. So if you had a pivotal event or experience that occurred in childhood or when you were a teenager in high school that sparked your desire to pursue a career as a PA, or contributed to the reason why you want to be a PA, it's not completely off limits in your CASPA application. This is where your personal statement or supplemental essays come in. These sections of your application are the perfect platforms to share your story, including any early experiences that set you on the PA path. In your essays, you can talk about your early inspirations. You can explain how they planted the seed for your passion to becoming a PA and joining the PA profession. You can briefly highlight any strengths that you want the PA committee to know about that might have occurred maybe in high school, such as significant volunteering. Basically, it's your opportunity to connect the dots for the admissions committee, showing them how your journey started, the path along the way, and where you're headed. Just make sure these early experiences supplement your narrative rather than taking the center stage of the actual essay question, which is why you want to be a PA. So as you prepare your CASPA application, prioritize experiences that showcase your accomplishments, skills, and dedication to healthcare, and make sure that these are experiences after your high school graduation. Remember, PA schools are looking for applicants who are not just academically prepared, but also have the real-world experience and maturity to thrive in the demanding PA environment. They want to know you as an adult, the adult version of you. Your recent experiences are the best indicators of your current capabilities and potential as a future PA, as well as how well you're going to fit in as part of their program. Crafting the perfect CASPA application is a balancing act, and it's essential to acknowledge the roots of your passion for healthcare, but that should be done in your personal statement and supplemental essays. The main focus of your experience entry should be showcasing your post-high school journey. So let your application highlight how you've grown, what you've learned, and how you're ready to tackle PA school head on. So as you are completing your CASP application for this upcoming cycle, which opens in just a few weeks, which is crazy. It feels like this past cycle has flown by. Keep focused on showcasing the most up-to-date version of you. Your journey does not start or end with high school, and your CASPA application should not reflect that. So keep up the amazing work. Make sure to highlight yourself and all of the amazing things that you've done. Please let us know if you have any burning topics that you want us to talk about or clarify, and we will do a podcast episode on it. Thank you so much for listening and for allowing us to be a part of your journey to becoming a PA. It is such an honor, and we are so grateful for you. We are continually blown away by all the amazing things that you do and that you've accomplished and that you're going to do when you are a PA for your future patients. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you at the next episode. Hey guys, before you leave, don't forget to go sign up in the episode notes for our free 3-day Create Your Strongest Best PA School Application Workshop that's coming up April 6th through the 8th. 3 days, each day is a different topic that we will tackle to make sure that your application stands out and catches the attention of PA schools that you apply to. This can make the difference between whether or not you get accepted or rejections and waitlisted, so don't miss this huge opportunity. Again, it's April 6th through the 8th. Each day is a different topic, a huge topic, and part of your CASPA application. Make sure that you have the best, strongest PA school application so that you can land those interviews and get accepted. Sign up in the episode notes. It is totally free, and we cannot wait to see you there. Have a great day, and we'll catch you at the next episode.